From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Republican lawmaker Phil Lyman says he will keep trying to censure Senator Romney for his vote to convict President Trump at his impeachment trial. Legislative leaders and Governor Herbert came out against the Blanding Representative's plan last week, but Lyman says he'll not withdraw the joint resolution, which has not made it to the House floor yet.
Basically what it says is we don't want Senator Romney to do this again, because there's already been talks about a second go at impeaching Trump.
Lyman says Romney's vote hurt Utah's relationship with Trump and that many Republican legislators agree with him, but don't want to take a public position on such a divisive issue. Democratic Representative Ben McAdams' approval rating fell in Utah's 4th congressional district since October. That's according to a new poll from Utah Policy and Y2 Analytics. Adams' approval rating among voters was 54% in October. In the wake of the impeachment hearings, that number dropped to 43%. McAdams voted for both articles of impeachment. Support from strong Republican voters fell from 28% to 10%. The Cook Political Report ranks Utah's 4th district as the 91st most Republican district out of the entire House of Representatives. McAdams needs Republican support to keep his seat in this November's election. Two Utah lawmakers announced yesterday that they're sponsoring a bill to bring the state's public higher education institutions under one umbrella. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has the details.
Currently, the state's public colleges, universities, and technical colleges are governed by two separate entities, the Utah System of Higher Education and the Utah System of Technical Colleges. Republican Senator Ann Milner and House Speaker Brad Wilson's bill would create a new statewide leadership body, the Utah Board of Higher Education. The sponsors say the merger would allow students to transfer credits between the institutions more smoothly, reduce loan debt, and increase graduation rates. Milner talked about the change at a January meeting.
If we are going to think about higher education and respond to the growing population of the state, to do it in a way that allows us to create seamless pathways for students so that we make it easy for them.
She said the new board would also eliminate overlap between the current systems.
We are moving towards some real alignment.
A committee would nominate potential board members for appointment by the governor. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Members of the Utah Legislature's bipartisan Clean Air Caucus are sponsoring 18 bills this session. They run from a tax credit for heavy-duty vehicles using alternative fuels to an energy storage grant program. Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt is co-chair of the caucus.
It is a very serious health issue. We hear from emergency room doctors about people who are struggling with cardiovascular disease and how the ERs fill up when we have an inversion.
The caucus also has three appropriations requests this session, including one for $34 million to build a network of electric vehicle chargers. A Utah-based medical marijuana advocacy group has penned an open letter to medical providers warning them of the risks of enrolling in the state's cannabis program. The group Truce, which has been central in the push for medical marijuana in Utah, says the way the state law is written would put doctors in direct violation of federal law. Among the changes they're hoping to see is a shift from requiring doctors to prescribe medical cannabis to allowing them to recommend it. An action Truce says is protected by free speech. Truce founder Christine Stenquist also called on the U.S. Attorney for Utah to explicitly state he will not pursue sanctions against qualified medical providers who take part in Utah's cannabis program. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.